just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing is yet to do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined by my good friends.
Big Shot.
Bob.
What's up? I'm Rocky, of course, BSS Carolinas. Welcome to tonight's show. We got a great show for you. We're going to review week 14 NFL and preview week 15 a little bit. And then Jeffrey, we got to think of a nickname for Jeffrey.
No, man, I feel left out.
JL?
No. JL? No, not JBL. No. Anyway.
Seminole guy. The guy that keeps forgetting his
His nickname is his name.
Yeah.
Technically, my name's Jeffrey. People call me Jeff. So, it's technically, that's a nickname.
So, you're Jeff. All right. So, anyway, this week.
J-E-double-F.
There you go.
I used to, in high school, people called me Too Legit. My last name is Leggett. Like, Too Legit to Quit, the MC Hammer song. That's what they called me in high school. Too Legit.
Because you got the two G's in the last name, too.
So, we'll go Too Legit. There you go. All right. There's his nickname. We'll go back to high school nicknames.
Yes.
For him. Too Legit has. That sounds so weird. There you go. I got the perfect. Don't worry. I got the theme music go with you. Don't worry. I got a sweeper coming. Don't worry.
Man, I missed some MC Hammer, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was bad. Speaking of bad, the week review of week 14 NFL was bad.
Can I do my rant
first? You
want to
do rant first?
I do want to do my rant first.
All right. Hold on. Let me play music for you.
All right. Thank you. What's up, Rule of Three Breakdown Edition fans? How you doing? This is your boy, Too Legit, or Jeff, or whatever nickname I'm coming up with. My rant this week is pretty simple. I'm really going to look at Big Shot to see what he thinks about it. But here's my problem. As a Panthers fan, yesterday, I was pissed off that we won the game. We're not going to make the playoffs. I want to lose because every game we win from here on out, you're losing 3 to 4 spots in the draft. If you're not going to make the playoffs, I'm sorry. It's my opinion as a true fan. Now that we can't make the playoffs, the only way our team can now get better is to get better draft picks. So just lose. You know, Cleveland, ride out on an 0-16 winless season. Why not? The only other team to do it is the Lions, and they got Matthew Stafford out of it. Hot dang. That's what I'm talking about.
Wasn't he on that team that went 0-16?
No.
No, he was the Joey reason. Harrington. Yeah, it was Joey Harrington. He is the product of 0-16.
That's Jay Hare.
I'm telling you. Sometimes losing isn't always the worst. Now, sometimes you're the Rams kind of traded up, but then you end up with this crappy Jared Goff, or you're the Texans and you end up with Jadeveon Clowney, who's
He's had a good year,
yeah,
except when he was injured,
but not what you thought. You know what I mean?
Not yet.
I'm just saying, Panthers fans, like, don't be excited. You beat the crappy
Chargers.
All that means now is the Chargers get to pick ahead of you in the draft. It's ridiculous. Lose, man. Just lose.
Just lose.
I'm sorry.
Keep losing.
Tell me I'm not a fan because, you should always want your team. You're still in it. No, if Atlanta or Tampa wins one more game, we're out. Like that. It's it. We're done. It's over. They got to win one more game. And I'm pretty sure that, Tampa and Atlanta gets to play us. Tampa's playing Dallas. That's not good. But they get to play New Orleans again. And they embarrassed Drew Brees.
Well, Atlanta's got easier schedule down the stretch.
Yep.
But we'll see.
Lose.
I understand your point. I agree to a point. I think if people are injured, you shouldn't play them. Luke, you shouldn't see this all. You shouldn't see all this rest of the year because you don't risk him at all. And that's not lose. It's just like last year. We had the same conversation last year talking about Tony. Should you play him if he comes back? I was like, if he's healthy, he needs to play. Mistake. And then Dez Bryant as well. Dez Bryant, we sat down the rest of the year because he was injured. So, I mean, I get the point.
Kurt Coleman, if that shoulder's hurting, Sit out.
Yeah. If you're injured, don't play them, these guys. But, you know, if they're healthy, you got to play them.
Get them young guys in there, man. Let me see Philly Brown some more.
So you want us to lose the Josh Norman game Monday night?
Norman Bowl?
Actually, well, I'm a big I really kind of am rooting for the racial slurs a little bit. So, like, yeah, I kind of hope we do lose to them.
I'm telling you. Listen, it's a tough situation. You don't want to tell the guys to quit. You don't want to tell your fans you're quitting on the
season.
I
do start Joe Webb.
I would go a little bit.
No,
different.
Start Derek Anderson because I got Greg Olsen. He'll throw him the ball.
I think you need to look. I never thought I'd say this, with the Panthers, but I think you need to start Burson.
Who?
You need to start Burson at wide receiver and see what the hell you got.
Something. We know what we got. He nothing.
Then cut him next season because he should stop being on the team.
He's a good special team player.
No, he's not. No, he's – come on, dude. Why you don't put good in front of Burson.
Joe Webb's a better special teams player than Brandon.
Do you see Mike Tolbert on special teams yesterday?
Oh, my God.
Mike Tolbert is on special
teams. I don't want to see Mike Tolbert on team next year.
I don't want to see Mike Tolbert in the league, but he
can
be on
– he can be in somebody else's
team. He can go play and
– just don't play with us.
Cleveland.
That's a good rant. So, you say sit everybody. Do you agree?
If you want to pull the Sixers – thing and get a better draft pick.
I mean, what would you rather do? If you're not going to make the playoffs, would you rather have the 7th pick in the draft or the 15th?
It depends on what position we draft them for, because there's no offensive lineman standouts, and if we can't get Myles Garrett, then we have to get a running back, and I think a good running back will fall right into our lap if it's not Leonard Fournette or Dalvin Cook.
Well, I mean, Chubb's and there. You know, there will be other running backs there.
So, and I mean, if that's the case, please, let's take Dalvin Cook and let's start over.
Thank you.
I think you do. So, all right, if the pick is there, who are you getting?
I want Dalvin Cook.
You want Dalvin.
If Garrett can Garrett falls, I'll take Myles Garrett.
Let's take Myles Garrett.
But if it's anybody else, give me Cook.
Give me D. Cook.
I like Fournette better than Cook, but I get why y'all like Cook. Cook will fit better.
Yeah, in
Cook
the Carolina
would
system.
Better in yes. the system. Fournette wouldn't work unless we went to an I formation,
which we're not going
to
do.
And that's not going to happen, which I think they should.
Because crappy Cam Newton can't run a pro-style system.
So, we don't know. We know.
He has to play in the RPO system.
Look, I will say this. Last year, I had my good friend Damian Lewis on my show multiple times. We talked. He said the small sample size of the times they do run Cam under center with a fullback running the I formation, we were gaining 4 to 5 yards every single play, whether it was off of play action, because a bootleg play action works better than a zone read play action.
Absolutely.
Especially with a guy like Cam.
And you get to turn your back, and the defense can't see if you really put the ball in there or not, and you can tuck it real quick.
I guess what I'm
you're
saying is –
you're talking about in the I formation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen –
but yet, last year was so magical, man.
But everything went right the right way. Defense was playing perfect.
I mean, this is Cam's fifth year.
Right.
All we've seen is run pass option from him.
Well, yeah, I think you could do that, and here's why, all right? Say what you – I know it's different teams and everything. Dak Prescott is doing a good job in the I formation.
God, that pass
when he
last
plays
night.
It. Woo! No, when he's wide open.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that will do
but
to you.
But that's what I'm saying with Cam. Can you imagine what Cam could do with that?
If we had a running game like that,
overthrow the guy by 5 yards.
No, I think it could happen, but if you run more, pass less, you know, and no offense, but this team is made on the run, not on the pass.
Oh, yeah.
That's what made it so magical last season. Anyway, you done with your rant?
Yes.
All right, that was good. We'll do that every week. I'll keep music for you. We'll, you know, I know you like the Mario elevator music.
That's right.
Good weekend. Review of week 14, Panthers beat the Chargers 28-16 with Cam having a horrible game. Thoughts on the game?
I don't know how they won.
The Chargers gave it to them.
I watched the game, and I was like, we're winning?
That pick,
like, I was more pissed off throughout the whole game, and I was like, we're still winning this game.
That pick, that should have been a pick six.
Yeah.
The guy, what is up with Cam, all right? You throw it to his outside, you give Kelvin a chance to catch it. You don't throw it to the inside. But it's like that touch pass is not there this year.
Why are we even trying to be precise? We got 6'8" wide receivers. Right. Just go post up.
Right.
Catch a rebound.
Jeez. I agree. Man, I don't get it. I don't know how we won.
I don't know how we won either.
Chargers gave it
to them. Chargers just played terribly in certain spots. But I felt like they actually played better overall. They just had these weird things where they were just like,
oh, here you go.
And, like, the defense showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you, defense.
Defense
somebody
really
was
good.
Playing.
They sacked. They had some sacks. They
safety?
Made good plays.
Mario Addison.
Yeah, Mario. Mario made a good play. Defense, but, you know, given the Chargers, they got so many injuries. Offensive line, defensive line, it's embarrassing. Anything else you want to add?
We finally scored in the fourth quarter. It was only two, but we scored.
It's Woo! A point, man. It counts.
Shoot.
All right.
10 for 27.
Any other thoughts on the game you want to add?
Dude, Kelvin Benjamin, what are you doing, bro? Maybe we are expecting too much of him. That's what Ron Rivera was saying. Maybe we pushed him a little too hard. We tried to do a little too much with him coming off that injury. Now we expect so much from guys coming back. But I'd like to see him get a I just don't think him and Cam go together.
There's no
Dude, if he played in Detroit, he would have like 1,400 yards right now.
I would say I still don't see it that where Cam has the rapport with the receivers.
I don't.
He doesn't. I mean,
he's got the rapport with Nickelodeon,
right? But there's no
and Oikos.
You know, it looks like when you watch Cam throw to these receivers and tight ends, the only time he sees these guys is in the game. It's like during practice, he's doing something else. Amazing. It's like who said it last week?
It was me during warm-ups.
Said during warm-ups, who's throwing the passes to Kelvin?
I don't know.
Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson's
Derek
throwing the passes.
And to Greg Olsen. It's like, okay, then we need to play Derek Anderson. I see all these other good quarterbacks with their receivers 45 minutes, hour before kickoff, running routes in the red zone that they will be using during the game.
Now, let me ask you a question. I posed this question last week on the show when you weren't here. Would you trade Joe Thomas and the overall number one pick and give up Cam Newton?
Absolutely.
That's what I said.
Absolutely. I love Cam Newton. I love what he's done for us. But I think I think we're having a disconnect, a discord. Like, he's becoming so Hollywood now.
Is his brand higher than his play on the field now?
Oh, absolutely.
It's more important to him?
Of course.
And you know what?
Because it looks like it.
He actually might want to go to Cleveland. Because, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, him, be LeBron, him and James LeBron would be in the same city.
And they could, like, they would become best friends. I guarantee that.
I don't know about y'all.
With Clutch Sports and everything.
I don't know about you guys, but I am so tired of worrying about what he wears off the field.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like he's trying to do NBA style in the NFL.
I honestly think that that's that should be a realistic thing that they search for. And you know what? I'd take, like, Joe Hayden. And as long as I'm getting that first overall pick so I can get Myles Garrett, I'm okay with that.
And we roll with D.A. for next year
and
see what we got.
Maybe you roll with him for two, and then I don't know. You get a guy. Two years, you get Josh Rosen or DeAndre Francois, who looks like he could be
a solid pro.
The freshman from Texas who's lighting it up.
Or you could possibly pick up Chad Kelly in the fourth round this season.
Hmm.
Because he's coming out.
No, we need to get a pro system. Stop with the running crap.
But nobody runs pro style. Unless you're going to North Dakota State.
You want that quarterback? Oh, you mean college?
In college, yeah.
Besides Florida State.
I mean, Jimbo Fisher is the only one. The rest of them
Alabama.
Is RPO.
Ohio State runs some.
No. USC.
SC maybe.
They run a West Coast style.
The kid from USC that picked up that hasn't lost a game since he became the starter.
Yeah.
You know, I can't.
But I'm just saying, there's a lot of guys coming up in the next couple years where you go, okay, you play Derek Anderson, you go 500, maybe you go a little bit above 500. You know.
Play Joe Webb.
No, what? Calm down.
Joe Webb has almost.
You trade, you get rid of Cam, you bring in Tony Romo.
Why not? We bring in Jay
Cutler.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
You bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. You bring in Mike Glennon. You bring in somebody like that. You let them play for a couple years. You see what they got. You build the team up, and you build off of this huge package. Because I think you could get a huge amount from Cleveland because they're terrible at trade.
Cleveland would have to give up a first and a fourth and a player.
Listen,
for Cam Newton. And then let's go holler at Cincinnati for about A.J. McCarron. What do we have to give up for
McCarron? I think your best option would be get Tony Romo. And
that's
here's why. Somebody laughed at me. I can't remember who laughed at me the last time I brought it up. if you get Tony, you know, he's older, but you can win a Super Bowl with the guy.
Right,
I mean, with a defense, I think you can win it. And look at the receivers, all right? I mean, he can throw the tall receivers. That's not a problem.
Oh,
and
Romo
a good tight end.
Romo can throw the rock. We know Romo can sling the rock. That's never been an issue for Romo.
You go out there, you get the first overall pick, you bring in Myles Garrett, you get Luke Kuechly, Myles Garrett, Coney Ealy, and you know,
you let
Kawhi
Coney go.
Short.
Let's pick up Mario's because Mario is a good pass rusher. He isn't an every down guy. We let Charles Johnson go. We try to find something out there, man.
All right.
But we need something to shore up that offensive line. If we got a stud left tackle, that would definitely help.
All right,
go
with
a healthy
run.
No, but yeah, absolutely.
We
I agree.
Move on. But yeah,
the next game, real fast. I'm gonna ask no hating, but Cowboys lose to Giants 10-7. Dak, let me go through this real fast. Dak looked like a rookie finally.
Mm-hmm.
The defense caught up to him. Dez was nowhere. It wasn't because Janoris, whatever. It was because Dez didn't show up
overrated.
This game. Whatever. He's not overrated whatsoever. the Giants D-line beat the Cowboys offense line. That is the story of this game.
That's a terrible game to watch,
both
though.
Teams
it was
defensive. No, it was – for me, that's the kind of game I kind of like because it's a good defensive game.
I mean, it was.
I don't
were
need
three
to see
for
30.
27 on
no
like
third downs
down.
Was horrible. We ran the ball well. Both defenses played good. Both teams had three turnovers each. But the storyline of the game to me was that defensive line of the Giants: Vernon, Snack, Sanchez, Harrison. Those guys. And the young guy that played for JVP.
78, I can't think of his
name. Darko Orleans something.
Milicic?
No, close.
Let's go suit him up.
But that defensive line put a lot of pressure the whole game.
He can block some people.
Don't give me this garbage that Beckham Jr. had a great game. He had 61-yard touchdown catch. That was it.
That man's fast.
He's fast, but he should be fast when nobody's near him.
Shoot.
What are you talking
about? Safety was
it was
not
five
even
white
close.
Shirts there.
He took the best line. He made a heck of a play. He did. But you take that play out of the game, he did not have a great game. He
I
had
guess
three drops.
Here's the thing.
But
on Odell, though,
what?
How many wide receivers in the league can take a 5-yard slant route and turn into a 61-yard touchdown?
That was like a young Steve Smith against St. Louis
No, he played a good game. I'll give him that. I think Odell Beckham is overrated. Part of the reasons I hate Odell Beckham because what happened in Carolina and Josh Norman last year, because I think he's a, you know, whatever.
He's a head case,
right?
But
he
plays ball.
I hate the kid because it's more about him. Because
he plays for
it's another
Giants.
Diva. He's another listen. I like Vernon. I like Olivia Vernon.
You like Snacks Harrison?
I like Harrison. But I hate Beckham. I do. I absolutely can't stand Beckham because every time
you
turn around.
I'm getting a Janoris Jenkins jersey.
No, you're not. You're
and Odell Beckham jersey, and I'm going to sew them together.
You'll be banned.
I think the Cowboys' biggest problem was me. Let me just get it in real quick.
All right.
They don't throw the ball down the field.
That is
they don't
the biggest,
take enough shots.
When you're playing a Giants team that is putting everybody in the box, playing man-to-man, you got to take shots. You got to take shot with Dez. Dez can go up and get the ball from somebody else. That's his biggest strength.
Honestly.
And get Terrence Williams deep. He can be. Then you spread out Cole Beasley, Jason Witten.
See, I was scared that when they got pinned back on that last drive,
yeah.
I thought for a second they were going to bring Tony Romo in because he can sling it 50 yards. I was like, man, are they going to bring in Romo and just see if he can just throw one up to Dez?
Complete a few passes and get him in field goal position?
I'm going to tell you this, and I've said this all year. Tony Romo gives us the best chance to win a Super Bowl. All right? You can say what you want about Dak. I like Dak. And if he loses another game, if he looks bad in the next two games – I wouldn't even wait to week 17.
If y'all lose to the Bucks,
if we lose next 2 weeks, I'm bringing in Romo.
I mean, he
because
hasn't
here's
good
one
in like 3 weeks.
What? That's my point. If he goes five straight games and he's looked bad, you got to put Romo in because you got to get him some reps. You got to get him going. At least play him a half of a game and see how he looks. Give him some chance.
So you
because when we get
week,
to the playoffs, he needs to be ready.
You're saying next week? Let's say you guys go into halftime down 10 to the Bucks. You would bring in Romo for the second half?
If we're down 10 to the Bucks,
yep.
It depends on how we look on offense. If the offense looked like we did against the Giants in the first half, yes.
Let's say it's 14-3.
I'm bringing them in. Because what do you have? You've scored 3 points with this offense.
Yeah.
Okay? And when this offense is rolling, we put up points. You can say what you want about Romo. He gets the ball deep. The last 2 years he's played, combined touchdowns, interceptions, 64 touchdowns, 19 picks.
I mean,
I can't argue with that.
I'm pro Tony Romo.
I mean, I know Romo can sling the ball. We see Dez Bryant's statistics this year, and we go back when Romo's throwing him the football, and it's night and day.
Well, this year's kind of tough, right? Because Dez missed a lot of games.
He missed a
couple of games. No,
come on,
game, the first game of the season. No, he's missed more than a couple. The first game of the season against the Giants, he got hurt during that game. So the stats last night saying how he played against the Giants is not accurate because he didn't play a full game. He played a half.
Yeah, Chris Collinsworth.
So, you know, get it right. You don't do it. but, you know, the point is, I think Romo gives them a bit. He's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott right now. Now, 2 or 3 years, maybe. But I think you bench him if you have to. Do y'all disagree?
Nope.
If they lose, when do you bring Romo in? That's the question.
I said my thing was he struggled. Dak struggled last week. He struggled this week. If he comes out first half, struggles against Tampa, whose defense is playing really, really, really well, you kind of just go, let's see what Tony's got.
So you think this week, yes, if he plays better.
And I'm scared that he's making the mistakes that he didn't make earlier when he was starting. He was content taking the check down, punt the football, right, let my defense just do what they do, get off the field, let's run the ball. Last night, that force down the middle of the field, that bad throw to Janoris Jenkins interception, like, it was behind Dez. Dez slipped, but the ball was over here.
If you look at all his passes last night to Dez and other people, they were behind them. None was ahead, except for the one that was wide open to Terrence
Williams. Like he's lost his timing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think the pressure is getting to him.
Yeah.
Is some of it.
And you're hearing this Tony Romo chatter, and I know he's putting more pressure on himself that isn't necessary. Just go out there and keep balling, man. You go and play ball, you're not going to lose your job.
I mean, the owner of his team keeps bringing him up every week.
I love Tony Romo. That's my guy.
I don't know. Actually, he's been sticking with Dak, and so is Garrett, which is a good thing. But I think Garrett needs to let the shackles come off and let this guy throw the ball deep. So, anyway, that is – I know we're going on.
All right. Huh? Got a couple more games, right?
Yeah, no, we do. You know, the Falcons destroyed the Rams to get Fisher fired. Fisher tied for the most losses ever. That was embarrassing.
No Julio, and they still score 42.
Yep.
No Sanu.
Tyler Gabriel, what a pickup.
No
Cleveland.
No Tevin Coleman.
Why does Cleveland keep letting good players go?
Absolutely.
Cleveland.
Club of Cincinnati. Muhammad Sanu. That was Cincinnati.
Packers route
Tyler
the Seahawks.
Gabriel yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah,
Packers route the Seahawks.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Picks. I knew that was coming.
You didn't know he was on throw five interceptions.
I didn't know about five picks, but I knew the Packers.
Oh, but them five picks, three of them were just luck. They hit the back of a helmet. Another guy bounced off or Doug Baldwin's face. It was just odd, you know. I don't know. It wasn't like all those interceptions were awesome Green Bay playmakers or nothing.
I agree.
What other game
we got, Dolphins beat the Cardinals but lose Tannehill for the rest of the season.
Man.
And I know Big Shot hates to walk out on this moment.
I hate Ryan Tannehill so much, but, Lord, I would not. I don't like to see anybody get hurt. And I was liking Miami coming back, man. It was looking good. What are we doing on the next segment?
Next segment, we're going to preview some we'll preview a little bit of the Week 15 games. There's a couple big games.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll do true or false college football, and then we'll do top five.
And I got my question.
And your question. We'll do questions first.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. That is going to do it for this episode of the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. You can catch us on the next segment.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.